Back on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom. For most federal agencies, the upcoming presidential transition will bring more than a change of people at the top. It'll also bring changes in policy. It's a lot to take in. That's why transitions can be perilous, but they can also be opportunities to better engage the workforce and get things done. That's been on the mind of Margot Conrad, the Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, which last week came out with its annual rankings of the best places to work in the federal government. Margot discussed the rankings with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin.
Margot, besides the actual rankings, which we've discussed at length, NASA at the top once again, there's a lot that the agencies in the middle ranks and maybe at the bottom of the ranks can really learn and use as they go forward, especially with transition coming.
Absolutely. So the period of the presidential transition, this is a time when it's understandable that there may be some anxiety on the part of current federal employees. There's a lot of uncertainty. People don't necessarily know who the new leadership team is going to be, what the new policies of the next administration will be. And so this is a really important time to be continuing to try to focus on issues around employee engagement and try to keep morale high. And there's some critical ways that agencies can be doing this, that career leaders who are in the agencies today can be focusing on this. And one of those ways is just, it seems very simple, but it's just communication. Communication and transparency. So even if you don't have a lot of information or have all the answers, even just saying that is okay. Letting people in your organization know to the extent that you have information and sharing it and helping to make sure that they're part of that transition planning process and that they're helping to prepare the incoming transition teams and the incoming leadership, engaging them in that process. All of those are really key tactics that career leaders at all levels can be taking now to ensure that morale is high and that agencies feel engaged and committed in their workplace.
So if you are a senior executive and you are kind of responsible for that transition and how people get through it in some way, and you have rankings now, you know where you stand in the best places to work and therefore how engaged your employees in general feel, how can you use the rankings? Say you're low and you know that there's even more uncertainty with transition. How can you use the rankings and the transition to kind of say, hey, look, this is a great opportunity to get things better, but the people you're saying it to are the ones that are going to vote?
So I think the first thing is to really help your employees understand that you value their opinions and that you want to hear their insights and that you as a career leader are going to be making sure that you're communicating those new ideas and innovations and ways for addressing employee engagement, that you're communicating those ideas from employees directly with the new leadership team that's coming in. As a career leader, I would also be working with the new team when they come in to encourage the new leaders, the new secretaries and deputy secretaries to really do a listening tour and to go around the country and really listen to their employees and try to understand what it is that keeps them up at night, what are some of the challenges that they're facing in the workplace, what are some of their innovative ideas and solutions. And there are some really good things that agencies have done that are at the top or even some of the ones that are most improved. One example is creating an online platform or portal for employees to be able to share both their concerns but also constructive solutions.
A sort of cyber suggestion box.
Exactly. And so there are a number of agencies that have done that. So, for example, the Citizenship and Immigration Services, they've created an online portal for feedback and are really increasing their employee engagement scores. So there are just a number of ways that the current leaders can be continuing to solicit feedback from employees, let the employees know that they will be communicating that with the new leadership team, and then also encouraging that new leadership team to be doing their own listening tour when they come in as well.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And isn't it also true that within the overall rankings, if you are at a big place like agriculture, it's possible to zero in on your specific bureau or group to get a better, more fine-grained view of how people think?
Yes, absolutely. So we talked a little bit about sort of the career SES and what they can do, but really it's leaders at all levels in the organization that should be committed to trying to address employee engagement and morale. And they can be working even at the lowest level in the work unit to be having those conversations, try to say, hey, what about these rankings resonates with you? What are your concerns about the current state of the workforce in the agency? And what are your ideas for making improvements? So yes, absolutely. This should be happening not just as a top-down approach, but really, you know, leaders and managers at all levels can take this upon them to be talking about this within their work units.
Because you can get scores for your work unit or close to it, as opposed to just having the score for the entire department.
Yes, absolutely. So just taking a quick step back, the Best Places to Work rankings are actually based off a survey that the Office of Personnel Management does, the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, mm-hmm. and OPM deserves big kudos for really making strides in improving the survey mechanism that now allows us to be able to get detail and agencies to get information all the way down to the work unit. So that kind of information is incredibly valuable and allows for, you know, real-time changes to be happening at the local level in agencies.
And also, back to the topic of communication, when you are in a leadership position, whether career and especially political, but certainly career, the old adage that there are no throwaway lines, I think, applies. And so what are some things that maybe it's best to try to not communicate? For example, your own anxieties about what's coming in.
No, I think that's a very good point. I think, you know, the message needs to be that, you know, this is the way that our civil service system has worked and that transitions happen regularly every 4 years, even if it's a second term transition, and that the agency is preparing. And these are the steps that the agency is taking to ensure a smooth transfer of power from one administration to the next. So I think absolutely the way, the tone that the leadership sets, and even that managers and leaders throughout the organization set, and the way they message things to their employees is going to be really important.
And perhaps the reminder that, yes, suppose you were disappointed that it was Donald Trump and not Hillary Clinton. I think it's fair to say a lot of federal employees do feel that way. But even if Hillary Clinton had been the next president, that doesn't mean the same modes of operation and the same leadership people would be in place. Probably quite the contrary. And so maybe a reminder that that would have been transition in a big way also.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right. So again, reminding folks that regardless of administration, this is a transition process, and clearly there is going to be some uncertainty and some unknowns, but that at this point, we honestly don't know all of the different policies that the next administration is going to be implementing with respect to the federal workforce. There are different ideas that are being thrown around, but nothing has been, you know, fully baked yet. So this is a chance to really let folks know that they can take responsibility for helping to make sure that the next administration understands the current programs that are underway, the results that they've been able to achieve, why their work matters, and how they're delivering for the American people.
And just a final question, as a research director, and you look deeply into the OPM survey, we should probably tell people that because of the large number, the base of respondents to the survey, that it is really deep statistically, so that less than 1% or close to 1, plus or minus 1%, really are statistically valid.
Absolutely. So the survey, actually more than 400,000 federal employees responded to the survey, to the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey this year, and that is significant. I mean, there are about roughly 2 million civilian federal employees, so 400,000 is a very significant amount. Now, I should also mention that the survey was not a complete census. So there was about a 46% response rate for the survey. So essentially like half the federal employees got it and about half took it, if that makes sense.
But Gallup would be thrilled to get 40% response, for example.
Exactly. So it's exactly what you said, that this information is meaningful. And the one other point that I'll make is just I would encourage the incoming administration to really pay attention to this. I think it's easy sometimes to say, oh, this is just about happy employees, and you know, and then it feels you know, fluffy. The reality is that engaged and committed employees are going to give more of their discretionary effort on the job, and that is going to ultimately lead to greater performance. And so the bottom line is we want to make sure that our government is performing for the American people. And so these rankings and this data is critical because it's giving agencies and the next administration real data that they can use to understand what needs to be addressed to ultimately drive not just engagement, but performance in government.
Margo Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me, Tom.
Margo Conrad is Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. You can find links to all of our coverage of the best places to work at federalnewsradio.com, and we'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. 55 minutes past the hour on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. You can follow us on facebook.com/Federal News Radio and on Twitter at Fed News Radio. Top national and federal headlines are up next on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. This is The Federal Drive. I'm Jared Serbu, filling in for Tom Temin.